Peace be with you. I am Bruce Wozniak. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots of other platforms. Thanks so much for joining me for this and hopefully many other episodes. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net. You can listen there, but there are also links there to hear the show on all kinds of podcast listening apps. And there are links on the website to Catholic Sports Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can always send comments through the website. Plus, you can post thoughts, suggestions, and engage with other listeners in the show's Facebook group, which is called CSR Listeners. There is a button for that, too, on catholicsportsradio.net. Also on the website is a section called Pray With Us. It's under the heading you'll see titled For Listeners. One of you just sent a prayer request through there, and we definitely are lifting up those intentions. You're all encouraged to utilize that as well. There are different options that you'll see for privacy or public. And by the way, if this is your first time listening, thank you, and do go back and listen to previous episodes of Catholic Sports Radio. There have been a lot of great guests, a lot of really good testimony. In terms of my ministry moment for this episode, we've all seen basketball games where a team calls a timeout and all the players huddle around to listen to the coach during that break. Timeouts are not as common in the NHL, but they do happen occasionally in that sport also. Plus, certainly we see huddles on the field in football where the entire offense is listening to the quarterback give to play call or defensive huddles too with that group, listening to their defensive captain. I remember one Sunday in church when the priest finished proclaiming the gospel and we all sat down to listen to the homily. I heard the person in the pew immediately behind us whisper, "This is the long, boring part now." My guess is that that person was about to tune out and miss the important message, miss the chance for some biblical teaching, and miss an opportunity to apply that day's readings to their modern everyday life. Imagine if one of those athletes during that timeout, in that huddle, let their mind drift and what the potential impact on the next play could be as a result of them not paying attention. If we want success in our faith life and in our relationship with the Lord, we must always be alert and listening for Him. In John's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 47 says, "Whoever belongs to God hears the words of God." Moving on now with episode 70, my guest is a two-time Olympian, four-time world champion, and a world record setter. In total, she won 15 medals in international competition. She retired from swimming in 2016, has since earned her MBA and helped launch two companies. She is a holistic high-performance coach and a national speaker. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Kate Ziegler.
Hi, Bruce. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Absolutely. Really excited to have you. Kate, just to establish some background here, you are in Tennessee, but tell the audience about your birthplace and your upbringing.
Yeah, certainly. I moved to Knoxville about 5 years ago from Washington, D.C. area where I grew up. And I grew up in the suburbs with two older siblings, an older sister, older brother, wonderful parents. We were raised in the Catholic faith. So went to church every Sunday, grew up going to CDCs and getting all the sacraments. And that was a really significant part of my upbringing.
And that was in the D.C. area?
Yes.
Well, last week on the show, we heard Jamie Barta, a softball player for Syracuse University, talk about how she begged her parents to let her go to Catholic high school, even though she knew it would be a financial burden. And Kate, you have sort of a similar story.
Yes. It's interesting. Most kids don't want to go to Catholic high school because of uniforms or they think it's going to be boring. And I was the kid who begged to switch from public school to Catholic school. I had an older mentor on my swim team who was 4 years older than me. She was a great friend and real inspiration. And she went to Bishop O'Connell High School. And so when I was in eighth grade, deciding whether to go on to the public school or switch schools, I talked to her and I was really inspired by her faith, inspired by the type of person she was. I really admired her as an athlete and as a person. And so I asked my parents, could I switch? And they said, yes, they were very supportive of that. I think they were also a little taken aback by a 12-year-old saying, can I get more religion in my life? But that was me.
Great story. Great story. You had a very successful high school swimming career. Were you already swimming competitively prior to high school? And I guess also, you know, when and how did you choose swimming as the sport that you wanted to compete in?
Sure. Yes, I was. I started swimming. Oh, gosh, I was a little guppy, like, you know, swimming 3 years old, swimming laps in the baby pool. So I think it was less me choosing the water and the water choosing me. I just loved it so much. When I was 6 years old, I joined a summer league team. And then when I was 11, I started swimming year round. And then committing to swimming at about 12 years old, I had played softball and basketball and other sports leading up to that. But when I was about 12 years old, I started to see improvement. And I had a coach who really, quite frankly, laid out a vision of success for me and of potential that I didn't see for myself. But with that support and the support of my parents, I committed to swimming. And then that took me through the rest of my career.
Wow. Wow. Well, since you were attending a Catholic high school, is it safe to assume that already at that age you were combining your faith life with your sports life? And assuming that you're going to say yes, what did that look like?
Yes. Yes, a fair assumption. Those are very much intertwined. You know, at a very early age, about 13 years old, I started traveling around the country and then pretty quickly internationally. And my mom would hide little cards in my bag, my suitcase, my swim bag. She would hide cards anytime I'd go on these travels. I was a real homebody, so I didn't want to leave the house. I didn't want to leave my family. And so these little cards really encouraged me. But what encouraged me most out of them was every single one, she would write a Bible verse in it for me. And she would remind me of how much the Lord loved me, whether I won, whether I lost, no matter the performance, she would remind me that she loves me and that God has got me in his hands, because I would be so nervous too. What if I don't do well? What if I get hurt? I'm away from home. Who's going to save me? Who's going to keep me safe? And she would always say, God's got you. God's got you. And I would carry those little cards to me before races. I'd pray beforehand, repeating those verses. And so it was completely intertwined for me from a very early age.
Beautiful, beautiful. So I wonder then, when did you start thinking Olympics, you know, and as devoted to your faith as you were you in prayer about it as far as, you know, God, if this is what you have for me, you know, or was it maybe, oh God, please let me make it to the Olympics? And then of course, there's also, was it maybe just, no, Bruce, I wasn't praying about it. I was just being of this world and saying, I just want to make the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Great question, Bruce. And, you know, I wish I could say as much as important as my faith was, that I was just all about the Lord's will. But I was at 15 approximately where I started to really see some success. Coach told me, you know, maybe the Olympics is in your future.
Wow. Wow.
When I was 16, I went to Olympic trials. I got fourth, and you have to be one of the top two. So I was getting pretty close with a long trajectory. You know, God, Lord willing, I'd have a long trajectory and quite a good chance in 2008, 2012 to make the Olympics. And I really, I prayed about it, but I prayed from the standpoint of, Lord, if this is your will, but I really think it should be your will, can you please have it be your will? This is my idea. I promise I'll be good. And, you know, God is faithful and so good. And he helped me. He answered that prayer, but in a way that I never expected. And I know we'll get to more on, you know, health issues and challenges. But he responded to that in a really beautiful personal way.
Well, and God is amazing in so many ways. Kate is just about to hear this for the first time, but unbeknownst to you, I was at the 2008 Olympics. Those of you who have been following the show for a long time, you've read the website, you know that I was actually a part of two Olympic Games. I was in Athens in 2004, and I was in Beijing in 2008 as the chief press officer for the softball competition. So I had 10 and a half years in the Olympic movement. And, you know, it's amazing. I remember going over to Athens and seeing a reporter from my old hometown, which is, you know, 1,000 miles from where I am now. And we talked about how amazing it was that we had to go all the way to Athens to see each other. And now here it is, 12 years later, and Kate and I, who obviously did not know each other in Beijing, here is the Lord uniting us through Catholic mm-hmm. Sports Radio. So praise be to him for these things that he does, that we need to see his hand in all these occurrences. Listeners, as storybook as Kate's story might sound, what with all the accolades I listed in the intro, she definitely still did deal with adversity along the way. But before I ask her to share with us what she dealt with and how she got through it, if you like what I do, if you're listening regularly to Catholic Sports Radio, if it's helping your faith life, if you believe in this ministry, if you enjoy Catholic Sports Radio, you're getting some type of value, some benefit from it, and want to help out, I would appreciate your support. I am just a one-man show taking this all on by myself, unpaid, doing all the producing, hosting, and editing of this show every week, as well as the administrative and promotional work, booking the guests, and so on, which means that all the expenses come out of my pocket. So if you feel I'm giving you something each week that you'd like to support, utilize the Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net, which will give you the opportunity to contribute in whatever amount you wish securely online. And for those of you that don't like the idea of putting credit card information online, just email me through the contact page on the website, and I will get you an address to send a check or money order to via U.S. mail. Anyhow, if you are okay with doing it online, look for the Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net. Pray about it and see if this ministry might be somewhere that you feel moved to support. I would truly appreciate that. Back on episodes 53 through 60, I had been giving out examples of many expenses that your donation helps me with. You can go back and listen to those to hear the various costs that I was citing. No contribution is too big. No contribution is too small. It all helps with the various expenses related to running Catholic Sports Radio. Now, Kate, you have used your platform to educate people about mindset because you learned a valuable lesson at an early age in swimming.
Yes. One of the biggest challenges that I faced in swimming was putting my worth in winning. And I really over-identified in swimming. As much as swimming gave me wonderful blessings, great friends and ability to travel around the world and, compete at the Olympic Games, I also at a pretty early age, as a very shy, insecure teenager, I desperately wanted validation and love. And that's where I started to find confidence was when I won, I got praises and acknowledgement. And when I lost, there was this kind of silence in defeat. Mm. And I started to see God as almost like a bank teller, like, here, I'll make my deposit. Now you give me something in return. Mm. And that is so far from the relationship that I now have. Thank you, praise the Lord, that he has healed me and helped me get out of really this prison of a performance-based identity. And now instead I see my identity in Christ. But what I found was that I wasn't alone in this. And so since retiring from swimming, I started working with athletes on how to change their mindset so that they can really get all the blessings out of sport, perform to the best of their ability, but also not over-identify, not become so really constrained by the fear and doubts and insecurity of losing that they lose their faith. Because unfortunately, I wish I could say that in the challenges, I turn to the Lord always. But the truth is that I didn't. I had a skewed idea of what the relationship with the Lord looked like. And I thought I was being punished when I failed.
Yeah. And for those of you that have been with me for a while, thank you, of course. But you know that I have said many times on this show that that's a large pillar of the Catholic Sports Radio ministry, that sports are great. And there's a lot of wonderful benefits, such as teamwork, such as physical fitness, such as good sportsmanship. But it's not all about the winning. And even if you do win all the time, I think I said this last week, God loves you just as much as the players that were on the last place team. And so your identity is not in what place did I finish in, or look at me, I'm a successful swimmer. Your identity is in Christ. And so wonderful testimony, Kate. As I went into the break talking about Catholic Sports Radio, I said that you had to deal with adversity in your career. Talk about some of those injuries, those health issues, and how you did deal with them from a faith perspective.
Well, and as I just alluded to, from a faith perspective, when I faced challenges, there were times where I really leaned on the Lord. And there were times where I saw adversity as some sort of punishment. So I'll give you two examples. When I was about 15 years old, I had a fluke accident. I jumped into the pool, 7 feet of water, and I broke both of my feet.
Wow.
Now, I was pretty devastated, to say the least, because I had this idea in my mind of what my career was going to look like. And I had it under all control, you know, in my foolishly thinking this. I just had it under control. Like, if I do this and this and this, I'm going to go to this meet, and then I'm going to go to world championships and then the Olympics. And, you know, sure. A quad year, 4 year plan is done. Jumped in the pool, broke my feet, and I was so devastated. I quite frankly pouted. I stewed. I got mad at the Lord. I said, why, you know, who, what swimmer jumps in the pool and breaks both their feet a month out from the biggest national competition?
Wow.
And conversely, I learned from that. About 8 years later, I was at the London Olympics. And after the most incredible night of my life, going to opening ceremonies, walking into that stadium representing 300 million people strong as the American contingency, I woke up the next morning with those aches and chills that you get before flu. Tried to fight it off. For 6 days, I was knocked out. And then I had to race the 800-meter freestyle. And that flu bug didn't just steal my strength. It stole that Olympic gold medal that I'd hoped to win for our country. And in that, I was disappointed. Obviously, I was devastated. I was angry, just like I was when I jumped in the pool and broke those feet. But this time I leaned on the Lord. This time I said, okay, God, I've tried to control this. I thought I had it all laid out, but I have to trust in you that you alone have got this under control. I've tried. One of my Bible study teachers, she said, you know, we can either control or we can have faith, but you can't have both. So which do you choose? And in that moment, I did choose faith. And that was after making a lot of mistakes along the way, but realizing that at the end of the day, the Lord has the best plans. And we've just got to trust in that.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I'm sure that, you know, whether you've known them or not, a lot of people have likely looked up to you as a role model, but through your journey, you say that you've had a number of people that you've looked up to as well.
I have, you know, swimming is, it's an individual sport. We have relays, we have teammates, but it's pretty individual. And for a long time, I had this mistaken belief that I could just do it alone. And what I realized was, oh, how mistaken I am. The Lord created us to be in community. And he has blessed me so profoundly with incredible mentors, friends, spiritual guides in my life, from the most unexpected people. The janitor at my swimming pool, when I was finishing up my career, he and I connected one day in a conversation as he was cleaning the pool deck.
Wow.
And we talked about faith. He bought me one of the sweetest gifts, a personal engraved Bible. Mm. And he shared with me about his faith and how he was praying for me as I finished up my career.
Wow.
The pastor at my church, the my friend who, you know, shared her own testimony. She was about 20 years older than me and poured into my life at a time when I really needed. You know, I think God just has a way of putting those people into our lives if we are open to it. And I am so grateful and would encourage all the listeners, if, when God brings those people, be open to that coaching, to that friend, to that wise counsel.
I want you to continue the list a little bit because I'm cheating here, listeners. She sent me a few of these before today's interview, but I want, because you made a good point there, Kate, I want people to know that it doesn't have to be their priest. It doesn't have to be their spiritual director. It could be somebody like you had listed, your mother, you listed a Catholic school teacher, you listed a family who hosted you when you moved across the country for training.
Yes. Well, I've already mentioned about my mom and writing those cards, and she was the biggest influence in my life in my faith journey, and really to this day, she's still so incredible. You know, in my sophomore year, I had my religion teacher, Miss Tusky. I will never forget her. She changed my life by really not just seeing me as a number, as a student who just came and went. She really got slowed down and asked me about myself. She wanted to know where I was at with the Lord. Like, she was a demonstration of his unconditional love. Wow. And his sacrificial love and his personal love. And she just shared in such a really vulnerable way, in a way that like a 16-year-old needed to hear, that this really sweet, awesome, amazing teacher who seemed to have it all together, she talked about her own confusion, her own struggles in high school, questions that I had about my faith, and saying, I'm not sure I have anyone to talk to right now, but I'm trying to figure out being really successful in sport and how to live out a faith where, you know, people, quite frankly, are doing things that go against what I believe. Mm-hmm. But how do I stay true to that? Like, I'm getting confused here. Would you talk? And she, without any judgment, just slowed down.
Fantastic.
Took the time, ate lunch with me.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. And amazing. That family that you mentioned, they opened up their doors to me when I moved across the country with knowing no one and nothing about, you know, Southern California living. Hmm. And they are an incredible Catholic family, so devout in their faith. Went to mass with them every Saturday night, and really, again, just another stop in my journey where the Lord just said, here's good people.
Tremendous.
I've got you.
Tremendous.
I'm taking care of you.
Well, and on a related note, talk about the event that you go to each year.
Mm-hmm. Every year, there's an event for elite athletes and coaches, for Christian elite athletes and coaches, that is hosted by one of the Olympic chaplains, and he's become a really great friend. And so we all come together for 3.5 days, and we pray, we talk about issues that are really pertinent to elite athletes, elite coaches. I have found that in athletics, at times when you get to the top, and I suppose when you get to the top of any sort of the pinnacle of any pursuit, whether that's in business or in sport, it can be very lonely. And it can be hard because there's a lot of questions and not always a lot of people to talk to. And this is a safe environment where we get into nature. We go paddleboarding. We go for long hikes, and we just come together as a community, praising the Lord for what he's done, helping one another with the challenges that we're having, answering those hard questions, and also sitting with the ones where we just say, you know, we've just got to trust in the Lord and he's going to come through. And that's done every year. It's a tremendous blessing.
So great. So great. And you are also currently part of two Bible studies.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I have a Tuesday and a Wednesday Bible study that I attend. One is with a peer group, which is really fantastic. It's fun to be with those ladies. The one on Wednesday morning, though, is particularly special to me because I'm about 30 years younger than the next than the next youngest woman in it. And I love to surround myself with just wise individuals who have more experience than I. I am humbled to be in their presence and to learn from them. And again, it comes through with what we're sharing in the conversation, Bruce. To all your listeners, just surround yourself with those good people, learn from them, and you will be blessed beyond measure. I don't doubt that.
Beautiful, beautiful. Kate, it's been so great having you on the show. Thank you for your time. Really enjoyed this. God bless you.
Thank you, Bruce. You as well. You as well. Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. And listeners, since we do have an athlete on today's show, we will close with an athlete's prayer. We haven't done this one in a little bit. So let's do this one together in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For I asked God for strength that I might achieve. Instead, I was made weak that I might learn to humbly obey. I asked for help that I might do greater things. Instead, I was given infirmity that I might do better things. I asked for riches that I might be happy. I was given poverty that I might be wise. I asked for power that I might have the praises of men. I was given weakness that I might feel the need of God. I asked for things that I might enjoy life. I was given life that I might enjoy all things. I got nothing I asked for, but everything I hoped for. Almost despite myself, my unspoken prayers were answered. Because I am among all athletes who have been most richly blessed, you see, I lost by inches, but I won by a mile. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those, C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.